right, everyone, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We're joined by Lane Riggs, driver of the number 34 for Front Row Motorsports. Lane, congratulations on your win here in St. Petersburg. Why don't you go ahead and get us started with your thoughts on your win today and what it was like racing on the street course.
It was a lot of fun racing here at St. Pete. I mean, I think that everybody heard street course. They heard not going to be able to pass, not great side-by-side racing. This is one of the most racy tracks we've gone to, at least in the truck series in my time going at a road course. So it was a lot of fun. And like I said, I think the overall headliner is Bahama, North Carolina boy won on a road course against some of the best in the world. And that's just a testament to everybody at Front Row Motorsports. I want to give my first shout out to Joey Hand from Ford Racing. He's done a lot of work with me at the road courses at here at St. Pete. We've been practicing on the Ford Racing Simulator since December, trying to get better. And my goal going into this year, I said I really want to do and get a win somewhere that's out of my comfort zone, quote unquote, that people say. You know, I feel like I'm labeled as the short track guy. And I feel like now I can do it at all of them, or at least the majority of them. I'm still working on the super speedways, but it was just great to kind of broaden my trophies, wins that I've gotten, and do it in different aspects of racing. And I think it's just really showing that I'm perfecting my craft and I'm forced to be reckoned with no matter where we go.
Perfect. If you have a question for Lane, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start up in the front with Holly, then go to Bob, and in the back.
Congratulations, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. You kind of did discuss this, but I mean, it was a heck of a move forward for you right from the get-go. You were kind of up there, and if you could also just talk a little bit about how hectic that was for you in the final laps, having to hold them off, and with Ty obviously coming.
It was. There was two parts of the race that I was having to be conservative. The first, conserving my fenders. Thankfully, I never hit the wall all day. I mean, we said coming in here, if you hit the wall with steel bodies at a street course, you're done for the day. And I feel like I did a really good job of managing that and my gaps. So trying to be mindful there. I know I got some damage coming through the field. I saw Bear Bond coming over the wall every time we had a pit stop, trying to fix it up. But just a lot of stack ups. And I made sure that I knew when I was in bad situations that I placed myself in the best place possible, that if I did get hit, it wouldn't be detrimental damage. And then at the end of the race, saving fuel. You know, I started seeing my fuel pressure light flicker with 8 to go. And I eventually learned it was only through the left-hand corners. So turn 2, the kink, all those corners that were lefts, I fought sputtering and fuel pressure issues, but all the right-handers were good. And I just didn't know how long that was going to last. And down the straightaways, at the last couple laps, I started to sputter a little bit too. So, you know, I want to give another shout-out to Ben Rhodes and Ty Majeski for racing me clean there at the end. I know we were all kind of saving fuel, all trying to be conservative. But at the same time, they could have easily bombed in the last corner, taken me out. I know that I got into the 88. I think it was the start of the final stage. I hit the curb too hard and got into him. So, just overall, a podium sweep by Ford Racing. What an amazing accomplishment for us, and podium sweep by Joey Hand, all of our coaches. So shout out to him.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your road racing. I had thought you already had won one before, but this is your first. So do you consider yourself a pretty good road racer, and it just the circumstances hadn't worked out before, or is this like a really big accomplishment for you personally?
I'll call myself a road racer now. I have my first ever time racing in competition, turning left and right, was 2024 at COTA. This is my fifth ever road course race in my life. I never ran any legend cars. I never did any lower divisions of road course racing, purely on the simulator at Ford Racing, and a lot of good people around me to help. So it's amazing to race against so many well-known guys. I mean, going past the guys, and you see on their back windshield their name, and like, man, these guys, they're road course ringers, and we're faster than them today. And it's just so amazing to feel that all my time and effort and work was able to pay off. And yeah, it's just a sweet feeling, and just something to kind of broaden my horizon of what I am as a race car driver. Thank you.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pankhurst, Fox Sports. Where was Joey Hand's influence the most?
Everything. He's got a lot of laps here. I started in the simulator at Ford and just kind of did my own thing and thought what was fast. He is very good at coaching, very good at nitpicking things. And everything that he said, I found myself, I mean, you could say it all you want. You can do it in the simulator all you want. But until you feel it at the real racetrack, I mean, I think every other lap I would hear his voice telling me something in my head of something that he's told me in the past. to watch out for here, come low off a three, this and that, really get low off a nine, wider into one. Just, I mean, all kind of areas that he kept trying to push me to be better at, and I just kept going more and more that direction as the race went, and we just kept getting faster and faster. So he's, like I said, he's a great asset to Ford Racing. I mean, he's a Le Mans winner. He's done it all before, and he's so easy to talk to and a great mentor of mine.
And obviously your first time here, just what did you think of the atmosphere? Would you want to come back? What do you think, considering you haven't been here before?
I would love to come back. I could not believe how packed the grandstands are. I thought we were the IndyCar show. I thought that we, I mean, I know turn 10, every time I'd go through there, I'd see standing room only, the park area through 8 and 9, just packed through there. So thank you to all the fans for coming out and showing out. I hope that we put on a good race. I know that I'd say over 50% of the people here have never seen a NASCAR vehicle or a NASCAR race in person before. And obviously we're not as fast as IndyCar, but I think we put on some great racing. And I mean, at the end there, we had the top three all right within each other. And so I'd love to go back and watch it on TV and see how much of a good race we put on between all our four racing teammates.
We'll go all the way in the back and then come back up in the middle.
Hey Lane, couple ones. Just how did that champagne feel when you were there in Victory Circle? And also take us through your emotions when you actually crossed the finish line and saw that checker flag.
I was just thankful that we made it. I thought so easily we can run out here and we're going to finish 25th again. You know, I started seeing the fuel pressure light flicker about 8 to go, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it to the end. But I'm like, man, we're leading the race. How do you pit from the lead of a race? And it just kept going, and it really didn't get any worse. It was just, like I said, it was just through the left-hand corners, and once I kind of figured that out, I knew kind of, I could see the fuel cell in my brain of, like, where the fuel's at and how much I got left, and I said, I'm just going to stay out. Got to keep the lead just by smallest margin possible. I was clutching in on the braking zones, just trying to get all the fuel I could out of it, and I saved a little bit of fuel to start stage three, like under caution, but looking back, I wish I would have done a lot more. I didn't have to work as hard under green, but yeah, the champagne tastes great. It sprayed great. We were on the podium. I thought we were F1 guys on the podium, so like I said, it was awesome for Ford Racing to sweep the podium, but I am wet right now, and I'd really like to have a shower before I get on the plane tonight, so if there's a shower in here, I would really like to take one at some point, but yeah, it was a hey, no matter what, if you win, I don't care if you have lava on you. It's the best feeling ever. Thank you.
We'll go right here in the middle.
Wolfgang Runzer from Germany, Rennsport Press. I have two questions for you. Number one, with all these other race series on different tires, Formula 2000, Continental, IndyCar with Firestone, and the Mazda Cup with Michelin, how is the grip level, or was the grip level, especially when they have rain yesterday evening? And then you said as well earlier, it was your fifth road course?
Fifth ever road course.
Yeah, okay. Is it in principle possible to take an oval car on a road course and modify it a little bit, or you have to run a totally different car on the road course, specially prepared for a road course?
Yeah, it's a lot different for sure. And back to the rubber, like you talked about, I was a little fearful of how the Firestone rubber and the Continental rubber, the other manufacturers of rubber, would go with our tires. But I felt like in our couple laps of practice we had yesterday, in the start of the race, the track had a lot of grip, even in the main line. And then just as the race went on, with our Goodyear rubber being laid down, it definitely created some slick areas. I was starting to go a little wide on entry, a little low on exit, just trying to stay out of the rubber. Overall, just kind of getting that slimy feel. But overall, I know that people talk about street courses, you know, guarding against the rubber, and I was trying to apply all of that. But at the end, I mean, I feel like the rubber against each other was actually pretty grippy. I'm curious. I think IndyCar is practicing or racing. I'm not really sure what the schedule is, but when they go back out there, I'm curious how much slicker it's going to be for them, or if the opposite compounds are still going to have good grip. So overall, it was a normal progression race for us, and I'm just glad we got to see some rubber laid down and the track change ran a little bit.
We'll go over to the right of the room.
There's some tough parts of this track, you know, turn 1, turn 5, turn 10, turn 13. How proud were you that yourself and the truck series competitors handled those turns as well as they did?
They did. I was expecting, to be honest, a wreck fest today. And, I mean, I think the couple times we had caution wasn't even for a wreck. It was for somebody's engine that would, with some kind of part failure. So I thought that everybody did a great job. I know that everybody was a little weary going in, and I think everybody's mindset of that kind of helped the safety. I felt like my truck was by far the best under the braking zones. I know in the turn one, everybody braked at about the 600 mark, and on my good laps, I was able to brake at the 450 under good conditions. And that's just a testament to my team and how good of a truck they gave me. So it was good, because you feel like a lot of times when you brake hard, you feel like the guy behind you is just going to run over you. And today, I think that everybody did a really good job of not just blasting in there, hitting the guy behind him. I know we had a couple of domino effect stack-ups, but not from anybody being unaware of their surroundings and overshooting the corner. So I thought that everybody in the truck series did a really great job and showed to the non-NASCAR people that we are clean racers and we can put on good events.
And even though it's not NASCAR history at this track, there is a lot of history here. You know, Dan Weldon Way down here in Turn 5, other great drivers have won at this track. Do you have a sense of what that history is here?
It is. It's great. And I think just to be here as long as they have been, we're glad to be a part of it. For the fan support after continued years, it's amazing. I feel like a lot of times places get stale, tracks get stale, but for the fans to keep showing up year after year, it obviously puts on some great racing, and the fans enjoy it. The local community is great here. I made sure every grandstand area, I made sure I had enough fuel after to do some burnouts. I think I did 4 separate burnouts in front of the grandstands, and just a lot of great support by them. So it is an amazing place to come. I don't see why we shouldn't come back next year. I think we produced one of the best road course races the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series has ever seen. And I think at least the guys on the podium agreed with me on that, which obviously we're on the podium. We all enjoyed that, but I feel like it was great for the TV people as well. Thank you.
We'll go to the back of the room.
Two questions, Lane. First, out of the first 3 races, Front Row Motorsports has won twice. So one of the best starts for Front Row Motorsports in the truck series. So just talk about what it means to have such an explosive start, you know, for this group of people.
I feel like coming into this weekend, we really needed some help. And my first 2 races, which were at super speedway style racetracks, didn't go my way. We didn't have a great truck at Daytona. Atlanta, we didn't really have a great truck either, and didn't have good finishes at either of them. And you know, as a driver, it's really hard to have a bunch of confidence going into the next race when you've struggled, not with just bad luck, but just feel like you haven't had the speed and you've had the bad luck on top of that. It's like the world's just crashing down on you, right? And I just think that I have a lot of great people around me to keep my mind set up, keep my thought process right. Every week's different. The week before isn't going to determine the next week, and really just working off of that. But yeah, 2 for 3 right now for Front Row Motorsports. Chandler Smith getting the win at Daytona. I think we had a pretty trying day at Atlanta and no things we could be better at. But yeah, 2 for 3. I think hopefully this was a good points day for me. I don't know where I'm at in the standings now. I know I was far below any cut line coming into this race. But yeah, it's just great for the organization. We're building. This is the first off season that we've had that we haven't had to add or remove a team or just trying to get everything figured out every offseason. This offseason, my guys were able to focus and work and make speed. And hopefully the first 2 races hiccups will be forgotten about after today, and our positive momentum will be able to keep prevailing us forward week after week.
And when you come into a weekend with, you know, minutes of practice, no qualifying at a brand new racetrack, you know, how do you mentally tackle that challenge?
I felt like after practice got canceled, I know a lot, well, not canceled, we had 5 laps on the racetrack. I think that's the most anybody got. And I felt like I had the upper hand. I know a lot of people didn't really look at us as one to win after practice speeds, but all of my laps, I didn't get a single clean lap in. There's a lot of guys that, you know, you can tell didn't really have sim time or the proper understanding of the racetrack coming into the place, and they were pretty far off the pace. And just being able to take advantage of those people early on and through the race and feel like me that has put in all the time and effort more than anybody else, in my opinion, feel like going into this race, it was able to pay off without having practice. I think that we might have not had that much of an edge if we did have a bunch of practice and people got to make their trucks better. But overall, so I think I keep going back to Joey Hand. He's the guy, he's the coach, he's the mentor at Ford Racing, and we swept the podium.
Do we have any additional questions for Lane? All right. Thanks, Lane.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.